Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Returning champions from Orphan Black, Christian Brun and Tatiana Maslany are here, as well as another returning champion, Big Chunky Bubbles, and, oh, someone named Janice, all of that and more, all on today's... When I first got a grip of the grip's big whip, I dared not touch my lips to their strip. Was I ready? Ready to sip? That was premature, grip, whip, drip. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Comedy Bang. Welcome back. I'm assuming you paused the episode immediately after the catchphrase. Welcome back. We're back. It would be odd to take a commercial right then. Welcome back to the show, Comedy Bang Bang, for another episode. I am your host, Scott Aukerman, and thank you so much to French Fries, the concept of French Fries, for that wonderful catchphrase and mission. And what a week you've decided to tune in. And if you're just playing eeny, meeny, miny, moe with episodes at this time, well, you've caught a tiger by the toe with this one, certainly, because we have a crackerjack episode of incredible guests. I'm going to hype a little later. We have someone named Janice, so stick around for that. But first, let's get to our first guest. And they were here on the program together. One of them was here a couple of months ago separately, but they were here together approximately almost exactly 1 year ago, 52 weeks ago, they were here. Now, and you're saying, well, that must be just pure chance or coincidence. But no, the reason that this has become a yearly experience for them is because, as we all know, our favorite time of year is here. Time to give out the trophs. Time to give out the trophs. That's right. Emmy season is upon us. The 12 days of Emmys have all culminated. You all watched the Emmys last night, and so exciting to see the glitz, the glamour. The stars were certainly out that evening. Although, you know, funny little side piece of trivia, they actually taped the Emmys in the afternoon or early evening when there are no stars out. Because of it's on the West Coast where most of the stars reside. Now, they are both out here because one of them is nominated for one of those titular Emmys. And the ones they talk about right there in the title. This is her second nomination, I believe.
Just second.
Just second.
Only two.
And implying that, or I'm inferring from your implication that you deserved more than two.
Whoa.
Well, I've done four seasons.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the hell's going
Television
on?
Television Academy? Yeah. And we'll talk about the show that she's done four seasons of, and this gentleman as well. He's been on all fours.
Not nominated.
not nominated.
Never been Nor Never. Will be nominated.
Do you think you have a chance for number five?
I've read all the scripts. I've rewritten some.
Wait, is that really under your purview?
Yeah, I think so. I've added some dramatic monologues.
Okay, and do you do that often for all of the seasons?
No, I'm going for it this year.
This is the year.
I'm going for it.
Yeah, you're doing it. Okay, yeah. So there's just going to be some... very strange dramatic monologues that have no place in the show.
Why do you assume that they're strange? Are you questioning my writing abilities, Scott?
I would never question your writing abilities. It's not really your character to have a large dramatic moment in the middle of scenes.
Yeah, we're gunning for it. We're going to just do it.
Just
we're
going to
do it. I'm going to make sure that they edit it in. I'll be in the editing suite while they do it.
They have a suite.
It's a whole suite.
We have an editing one bedroom where I work.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Together they're on a show entitled, The Blackest of Orphans. Orphan Black. They're returning champions. Please welcome Christian Brune and Tatiana Maslany.
Hey, at least you got my name right this year.
I know. Well,
I was worried about you as soon as you started Tatiana.
Tatiana Maslany. I was like, Tatiana Maslany. It's the hard S, right?
It's not the emphasis on the first guy, though.
It's not the
emphasis. Maslany.
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 I've been saying Maslany.
Yeah, honestly.
Honestly, I pronounce it differently every time.
And if you look it up on the internet, there are like YouTube videos of people pronouncing it. It's all over the board.
You've watched YouTube videos.
That's the research you did for this?
That's the only research I did.
You didn't do it last year, but you did it for this
episode. I did it literally 60 seconds before we walked in here.
Wonderful.
Like, how the fuck do you say this thing? Tatiana Maslany.
Great.
On the second one, right?
Yeah.
Tatiana Maslany.
Think
there
of
you go.
My salami.
And then
so sort of similar to Weird Al's My Bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My salami. You know, my wife, who has a kooky name as well. Thank you. She had to teach me how to do it on the first thing, and I paid attention that day. On the first thing, yes. It was like, okay, you know, cool operator. I'm like, all right, I can do that. And then V, as in the letter, and then lie, as in something you do when you're not in a relationship with me. And then sock. So V, lie, sock. And then it was easy. But so how would you do that for yours?
Ta, as in...
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta, governor.
Ta-ta, governor, yeah.
Yana, as in a little bit Yana. And
Yana.
Maslany is like, well, it means a little bit of butter. It means a little butter.
No. It means a little bit of butter?
It means buttery, which when I found that out, I was like, I understand myself now a
yeah,
lot
you've
better.
Always been buttery.
Yeah.
Like buttery, like a scone.
Ooh. Like a scone or a scone.
Scone. You say scone because you have an English fella.
Yeah, and he forces me to do that.
He says scone. Yeah,
on the first thing that we went out on.
Really? On the first thing he said, you call it a scone?
He was like, it's a scone. Or else.
Or else.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to ask or else what.
No.
You just towed the line.
I just stepped in.
He seems like a nice gentleman. I met him last year.
Yeah.
What
did you guys talk about?
He seemed very embarrassed to be there and was trying to get to the back of a crowd, like so he wouldn't be noticed. Well, we were shooting that thing that you did on the Emmys.
The bean
and
sketch.
And the old, what was it?
Ye Olde Bean sketch.
Yieldy Bean?
Ye Olde Bean sketch.
Yieldy Bean.
It's a Yieldy Bean.
Will you yield your bean, sir?
What was that sketch about again? You were trying to find a bean?
I just was eating beans. I know gave me these, like... dark chocolate covered.
Oh yeah, like espresso beans or something.
Pomegranate seeds.
Oh, pomegranates.
I was nauseated before I even started eating them.
Yeah,
I have to be honest. That was the hardest acting that, ever.
Really?
To not vomit
because of the pomegranate or the chocolate?
Just so sweet and
sickeningly
rich.
Sweet. Yes. Mm. Speaking of sickeningly sweet, you guys play a married couple on the show. You play.
You've watched every episode. You've moderated our panel at Comic-Con. You
play
can't remember it.
Dilbert. Who do you play?
With the tie hanging up into the air.
Dilbert Hendrickson.
Dilbert Hendrickson and related to Jimi Hendrickson
yes.
at all? Or,
yes.
Okay, great.
The left-handed guitar player.
And Tatiana, you play several characters. At last count, you were playing 35 characters
35, yeah.
at least. And what a lot of people don't know is, yeah, of course you play all of the clones, but you play the cop.
Mm-hmm.
The one who was partner with the clones.
Yep.
You play all the extras.
Yeah.
You do, and you direct every episode, which I thought was really interesting. Like, you know, they really make you work for your money, and you only get one paycheck.
I make myself work for the money because I actually also am funding it out of pocket.
Oh, you are? Wait,
it's
you're...
Like, yeah. It's a passion project.
This
it's
is her
kind
baby.
Of like a, yeah.
She is shit at craft services, though.
Oh,
she
yeah.
does craft.
You have to do that, really?
Yeah, it's like grilled PB&J. Cheese.
What are you complaining about the pomegranates for?
I know. It's because I'm... Yeah.
So you created Orphan Black. This has yeah. all been your idea. You write all the scripts as well?
All of the scripts, except this year,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
We have a new
I'm
head
a co-writer.
Writer
I'm wow. like a head co-writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Head co.
A head co, as we say up in Canada.
So this is now I didn't know all this about. I mean, I knew yeah. about the acting certainly, but I mean, that's incredible.
Came up with it in high school.
In high school,
like one of those things, you know, it just yeah. comes up.
What was going on in your kooky mind that this idea came out of you?
I was just like, I was such a stoner.
Ah, I know. I like, that's one thing that everyone knows about you.
Yeah, yeah. I just
is
love
big time. You're
I love
a big
alcohol.
Time stoner.
I love, you know. Just getting loose.
Yeah, any kind
before
of alcohol.
Every take.
Totally.
Before every take.
Any, you know.
Drugs in general.
Drugs in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, mm-hmm. debauchery. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my
Dionysus.
Is the Greek god of theater, sex, and wine. I know who he is. I dressed up as him for Halloween one year and I broke my foot that night.
On what?
What a nerd.
On whose ass?
Oh, okay. It was not on, I was trying to swing dance. It was during that
enough
like
said.
Brian Setzer swing dance craze.
Oh my, wait a minute,
we're
talking daddy?
Yeah, we're talking 1996?
This is 96? This would be 98 because things slowly matriculate up north.
Oh, okay.
They slowly matriculate.
Slowly. And I was dressed as Dionysus for fucking Halloween because all my roommates wanted to go as different Greek gods.
Was this just an excuse
oh my God,
to wear
this is so
togas
embarrassing.
As
yes.
like frat
yes.
boys?
Yeah. And I was wearing some shitty old Birkenstocks because that's what Greeks wore. And I was swing dancing in them and I was very drunk and I didn't know how to swing dance. I was trying to impress the girl that I was dancing with. And then I rolled my ankle and broke my foot. And then I hopped over to the couch. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm gonna sit here for a bit. I'm okay. And then eventually crawled upstairs to my room. And then 2 days later, my mother was visiting and I was still having trouble walking. She's like, go to the fucking hospital, you idiot.
Were you dressed still as Dionysus when your mother was visiting?
All of university.
Wow. Yeah. That's a terribly embarrassing
yeah,
story.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I know.
I mean, more than an idiot, you're also like uncool.
Yes.
Terrible on dates, apparently.
Yes. Yeah.
Still in all, good luck to you. Have you ever broken anything else?
I've broken that foot four times.
Four times?
Yes.
Not swing dancing each time.
No. Different times, different ways.
What were the other ways? List the other ways you've broken it.
The first time I broke it was doing military stuff.
You have That's to be more specific.
Okay, I was doing...
purely sexual.
I was doing...
Obviously sexual.
It was obviously sexual. It was at military school. I was wearing combat boots that they fit me at the beginning of my first year when I was like a tiny little 13-year-old boy. Uh-huh. By the end of the year, my feet had grown, but my boots obviously were the same size. So I slowly broke my foot over the course
Whoa.
Of the year.
What the... What?
Yeah.
So you it was slowly just, broke your foot.
Well, I don't know. There was no moment where I was like, oh, I just broke my foot.
It generally expanded.
Was started really hurting really bad, and then we had an x-ray, and they're like, your foot's broken.
Oh.
Yeah, I was basically Chinese foot binding mm-hmm. at military school.
Okay, yeah. That's number one.
But now yeah. you have the prettiest
Second foot. Time, second time was drunken swing dancing as Dionysus.
Okay, we've covered that.
Yep. Third time was on stage. On stage in the middle of a play.
I broke my foot on stage.
I broke nice. My toe backstage.
Okay, wow. That's not as cool as ours.
He and I have a lot yeah. in common.
I'm a girl, so it was different.
They don't allow women on stage.
No. I was doing costumes.
And the fourth time,
what,
I don't know.
What's, no. What were you on stage?
It was like this clown-based show.
Okay, you are the worst.
I was playing the personification of CNN.
Oh God!
In a play based off of
how,
No Logo by Naomi Klein.
How did you ever get on a show as cool as Orphan Black? You, oh my God.
It was really political.
Stick to the Murdoch mysteries.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. I'm so embarrassed right now. I was dressed like a giant microphone.
Oh,
that God. Said CNN across
oh
it.
Like, oh, Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh dear.
And there was
I
another character
it.
Who was a Nike swoop and another one that oh, was a giant.
No, a swoop?
No,
yeah, and
no.
another one that was a giant can of Coke. It was based off of No Logo by Naomi Klein. We called it Faux Logo.
Oh. Oh. I believe it's a swoosh, by the way, not a swoop.
Okay, it is a swoosh.
Good looking out.
Yeah, yeah. And that was with my own theater company.
That was your own theater company. Yeah. You were funding this.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And you don't recall the fourth thing.
The fourth time I broke my foot, it... I thought I had repaired my foot, and they had given me orthotics, and I had worn them properly, and I had been so diligent, and then like a year later, we went and ultrasounded it to see how it was, and they're like, okay, your fourth metatarsus is healed, but your fifth is broken. And I was like, what? When did that happen? And then I had a different broken bone in my foot. Oh. I don't know what happened. I think I've...
Why don't you keep like a safe around your foot or something? Like, why are you even letting it out of the house?
I gotta live, Scott.
That's true. That's true.
Live.
I've always said that about you. You are alive.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm sweating so much right now.
I'm
sure the coffee doesn't help.
Turning now to a broken toe.
It was super cool. I was backstage running between...
By the way, Tatiana is miming running.
You could have been in my
not just any run,
play.
The Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible run.
Open-handed.
Slicing through the air.
Backstage running to do a quick change into like some saucy gear. Had to take off my shoes.
What kind of play is this, first of all? Just set the scene.
It was a play called Other People. It was a 90s play.
It's not this new movie out called Other People.
No, it isn't, which I really want to see.
It's really great.
I've heard the song.
Please, I can send you a link if you like. Yep. Or just go to a theater.
Yeah, I might just be a person.
Yeah, just be a person out there in the world. So you're running.
I'm running backstage. There's a wire on the ground. My baby toe catches on that wire.
Ew.
And
is this a tripwire?
Yeah.
Like in the nom, in the shit?
And I hear a, like, that.
Oh, wow.
Then I go on stage and I have to do this, like, kind of saucy little...
You had to perform.
Yeah, in heels.
Did you have to perform, Christian?
I did. I had to finish the show. It was halfway through.
Yeah, same.
I broke my foot coming on stage at the beginning of a live comedy Bang Bang.
No.
And had to do it for 2 hours.
Really? When was that?
That was the first tour we ever did, night two of the tour.
Oh, my God.
How did you break it, though?
Walking.
Just like... No.
You might want to get your bone density checked out. Coming from the guy who's broken his foot four times.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I guess I should... take my own advice.
Well, look, these are all great theater stories, and that's what we all share is a love of the theater.
Yeah,
it's true.
Political clown theater. We all love that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I like theater that makes you think.
You know?
Do you know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah.
Think about how stupid it is.
Yeah.
And how you wish you could be watching anything else
yeah.
than this fucking Nike swoosh that's talking. Turning away from the theater, but similarly the arts, to television, the art of television, Orphan Black. Obviously, we're in between seasons. We call them
obviously
tween seasies.
Yeah.
And we're in between 4 and 5. You've talked about how 5 is the last season. We've discussed this extensively, especially in our Comic-Con panel, which I believe is online. People can watch us all having a great time at the Comic-Con. Have you started filming yet?
I've started filming the monologues that I'm going to edit into.
And are you
season.
Doing this on your iPhone or how
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, but okay. I'm doing it landscape. I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay.
Down.
Like, smart,
right?
Better.
I know
smart.
What I'm doing. Yeah.
You don't want that sort of TMZ barrier no. like on either side.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing, Scott.
Okay. So filming has not commenced. So no. you're not done with it, certainly.
No.
That's going to be a tough day, that last day.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have so they scheduled the last? I mean, they don't have any schedule at this point. But do they? Do they know? I mean, obviously, you'll probably be doing the last episode, the last day, right?
Yep.
That was not the case with Bang Bang, by the way.
Really?
Because we shoot it all, you know, block shooting out of order. I was trying to get the last episode shot on the last day. And then these actors said that they could, for a different, totally different episode, said they could only do it the day on our last day. And so we arranged everything and then they dropped out.
No.
Another example of why actors are the worst.
Actors
yeah, exactly. So, but you'll probably be doing the last episode, certainly. Do you think mm-hmm. they're going to try to make it a big emotional scene or a scene with a bunch of people in it or like
that would be amazing.
That would be great if they ever thought of those things.
But if not, we would just people would show up on set and be there for the last moment.
Yeah, I feel like the last scene's gonna be like a day player like cashing through like some groceries. Or
just
something.
Inserts, a day of insert shots of like hands using
exactly.
a phone. Money.
You hold that higher.
Yeah.
And they'll not let us on set.
No.
And they're like, you're done. You're fired.
It's very important. I mean, you guys have not been in a series finale yet. Is that true? Have either of you been in a series finale?
You know what? I have.
Which one have you been in?
I was on a show called Being Erica.
You were in the finale for that?
I was. There was like a setup that I was almost going to maybe be like the new thing.
New Erica?
The new Erica being whatever my character
is. Like a spinoff?
Yeah, maybe.
What is Being Erica? Take us back.
Oh, good question. It's a show about a girl who has time travel abilities.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She goes back into previous versions of herself. Her therapist takes her back in time with their sessions.
Regressive therapy.
Yeah, but like actual physical.
So it's like a quantum leap
within
herself. Psychology.
Yes.
Okay. And so how long were you on the show?
I was on it for like two episodes.
Just two episodes, but you were there for the finale. Mm-hmm. So you sort of had the experience that the actors had on Bang Bang, where we had these two guest actors and everyone's gathering around and taking – like at lunch is taking these big group shots with the entire crew. And, and they're just kind of watching going, ha, 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 and, you know, and people are like singing and giving gifts and stuff. And then I'll blow up his spot. Ryan Gall from Bajillion, he plays Andrew on Bajillion. He texts me like 3 days later going, hey, could I get one of those t-shirts? And I said, Ryan, what t-shirt? He assumed we were giving out t-shirts that day. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know. I just assumed you'd give out t-shirts to everybody.
Yeah, don't you guys have a crew gift? We get a crew gift at the end of every season.
We did like later on, like at the wrap party, like way down the line. But he just like wanted a t-shirt. Anyway, so you had that sort of experience where you're like, I don't really belong here.
Yeah,
but
it's super intimate and you're like, kind of involved in it. Right. Did you cry on your last one? Did you feel a tingle in your?
You know what? I believe the last
dingles,
the second eye dingles,
the second to last day for the last episode. I don't want to spoil my dingles and the tingles therein. But the very last episode, I think, is a. I don't want to spoil it, but there is a certain shot we were doing that I was a little like. This is it, you know? And then we did a whole different day the next day.
Do you want me to do a monologue for it that you can edit in?
Yeah, please. Can you just film it right now? Do you mind? Take out your iPhone there. Yeah.
Okay, go
ahead.
Here we go.
You don't know, man. You don't know me. You don't come in here and try to cut me. Don't cut me, man. You don't know because I've been there every day scrounging, lounging.
Scrounging and lounging.
Yeah.
I broke my foot for you.
See how I threw that in there?
Wow.
I'll edit out this little bit here.
I broke my foot for you. And the least you can do is give me my life back. This is Comedy Bang Bang.
Christian, I don't want to give away any spoilers about the plot of the final episode, but that fits exactly into it.
Thank you. Thank you. That's kind of the emotional depth that I go to with the monologues that I'm writing into.
Mainly because we're lounging and scrounging in the episode.
Yeah.
So it fits just right. I see the perfect example.
And that's not even without editing. Like, I haven't gone through and like that was improv. That was right off the cuff. I didn't write that.
That was improvisation?
So improv is like this thing that
you make it up as you go along.
Yeah. And that's what Christian was demonstrating for you right there.
I said, okay, I get it. I get it. And Orphan Black is entirely improvised.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys just kind of find it?
Yes,
we
queen.
We just find it on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So do you know the and maybe you don't want to give this much away, but do you know the day of your last day?
We do know the date, but the problem is they push like 2 weeks every year.
Right.
They're like, we need more days.
We need more days.
Gotta these get guys, more days.
These guys sound very butch.
They're so butch.
They're all holding guns.
Yeah.
We gotta get more days.
We need more days.
Let's take everyone hostage.
Yeah, these knob jobs are fucking up. We need to do clean takes.
So you sort of have
they're very abusive.
Wow. You sort of have a general idea of when you're doing it, and it's the countdown at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. The final countdown, some would say.
How do you guys feel like you're going to act? What do you think?
I'm going to try to act as best as I can.
Yeah, good. I'm going to act good.
Good. Yeah, try to get one of those Emmy noms next year.
Yeah.
Told you, I'm gunning for it.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, how do you think you're – obviously, it's going to be an emotional Batman the Ride for you guys.
Yeah.
A roller coaster.
Right. Yeah.
I just think
that's
people are too generic when they say emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get specific.
Yeah.
What are we talking? The cyclone?
Yeah, maybe cyclone would be.
The zipper?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you have the zipper?
The dangle?
G's have the zipper?
Yeah. Do y'all have a zipper?
G's have the zipper?
Yeah.
I'm going to for sure cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll cry at most things.
Which sometimes for an actor is good because, you know, a lot of your characters have to cry.
I traded on that, I think, for the first 12 years of my career. Just like ability to turn that, those old dingles on.
Why do you think you can turn the dingles on? I have a theory.
Oh, go on. I would love to know.
I think that actors are emotionally unstable.
Yes.
And
needy.
I just think they're lunatics. And so they can turn on dingles. And like I had to cry. There's an episode of Bang Bang called It Was Onions with Jason Mantzoukas, and where I'm in front of a coffin and I was putting everything I could into my eyes, that, you know, that sort of irritant that you put under your eyes and stuff like that. Nothing worked.
Bleach is good. Try bleach.
Bleach? Yeah. Really? Okay.
Yes.
But then when we did Between Two Ferns with Charlize Theron, she's telling improvising a fake story about her pet dying, and bawling, just like full on tears coming out.
She's insane, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Is you're all insane. Yeah. Anyone who can cry on camera is insane. Do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're a lunatic.
I'd say so. I would definitely say so.
How hard is it for you to do?
Cry on command?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting harder as I age.
Yeah.
Because you're
getting drier.
Yeah, I'm drying up.
Yeah,
you're drying. But
so the bodies are made up of like 70% water,
it's
right?
It's kind
of
like
50 to 60.
But it's like women's eggs. Like they run out of them eventually.
Right.
And I've just expended so many tears in the earlier part of my career that I'm
So when you have to do it, let's go into the process.
Oh, shit.
Let's go there. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you have to do it, do you think about what the character is going through and put yourself in that mindset? Or do you think about something sad that happened to you and get in there and that, you know what I mean?
I'd love to say it was anything like the first thing you said, but it's definitely more like I'll put on like Les Mis and just hear those chord progressions and there it is.
You'll think of yourself as Cosette or something like that, and you'll be in that mind state.
I feel like it's just science. It's like this chord followed by that one.
Wow.
Instant tear.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So which song are we talking about? Master of the House?
Yeah, definitely. The third chorus in Master of the House. When they slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Which is weird because that's what I listen to before a sex scene to get me pumped up.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know.
I always thought that Master of the House.
And then you're crying if you hear me listening to it.
Yeah, it's really.
Really? So you do a sex scene and that's how you get her to cry?
Yeah.
He does a sex scene at me. And
I do it towards her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought Master of the House should just be retitled, I'm a Wacky Guy. Because that's the only purpose it has in that musical, is like to like literally for a guy to come out and go, I'm a wacky guy. I'm a wacky guy. I'm a stupid, crazy, nutty, wacky guy. And we just like, I'll take a break for 5 minutes and listen to a guy talk about how crazy he is.
I think you should rewrite the lyrics to Les Mis.
Yes.
I think I would watch that.
They started in French, right? Aren't the original lyrics in French, or was it?
The original novel.
The story was
in
French.
Certainly, but the original production was in London. Is that?
The names are all French, but it's all Anglia.
One of our next guests does not care about this line of questioning. All right, guys, before we take a break, I need some Orphan Black scoop. You've read all the episodes. I need this. Look, let me be honest with you. Mm-hmm. This show, no one ever talks about it. No one ever writes about it.
Right.
No one ever, like, listens to it for interesting news. You look at WTF, like, you know, articles written about, oh, this person said this piece of breaking news. TMZ, I think they have some sort of, like, deal with Theo Von's podcast or something, because every week they have like a story about something that was said on it. I need you guys to give me something.
Okay, let's get you some clicks, man.
I need something that's going to be picked up by the lamestream media. And you know, so give me something.
Do you want one of the exclusive monologues that I've recorded?
No,
for?
I don't want your fucking monologue.
You come around here. And you threaten my family?
He's dressed as CNN.
You threaten my family?
A Nike swoosh flies past.
And you
want to
stab my family? And I won't allow that because I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
Yeah, that's like a taste. That's going to get you clicks.
That's just a taste?
That's going to get you clicks. It goes on for about 15 minutes. But that's like, that'll get you like at least
I know.
A dozen clicks.
Look, I know that you guys, every time you do an interview, someone goes, give us a little taste of the new season or whatever. And you guys have to be very cagey about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I want it.
I just gave it to you so hard.
I'm about to cry because it's like you're doing a sex scene at me.
Yeah.
With those monologues. Nothing, really.
There's a lot of sex scenes. There's a lot of crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clones will die.
I'm guessing there'll be a few Christian's butts.
Christian's character will.
There's got to be butts at some point. Every year there's butts. A butt somewhere.
Nuts and butts.
Nuts and butts. Maybe like, some bread basket from the back. You see a bit of.
A little BB from the B.
Yeah.
B from the B. So someone's going to die, though.
Yeah.
Someone's going to die. Oh, man. I can't wait. I love to watch people die. Characters that I care about.
Yeah.
I love to see them die.
Have you ever killed anybody on screen?
Off screen, several. On screen. I guess so. Probably on screen. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Bang Bang is we always.
There's a lot of death in Bang Bang.
There's a lot of death in Bang Bang, but it never sticks.
Right.
The characters always come back.
A lot of our characters do as well. Most of our dead characters come back.
They find a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park.
Or like the series, The Dinosaurs.
That was not the dinosaurs actually finding a way.
They found a way.
Jurassic Park.
They found a way.
It wasn't the dinosaurs actually like going, you know what?
Okay, fine. It was their amphibious DNA.
Let's wait a while
DNA.
And let's come back to life.
They
no.
found a way. No.
The quote is about
them being able to
Mother
reproduce.
Nature. No, Mother
no,
Nature
about,
finding.
Scott, have you even seen the movie? Have you even seen it?
I haven't.
It?
You're right. I haven't seen it. What's it about?
Dinos. The quote is in reference to their reproductive capabilities, and they use their amphibious DNA that they spliced in to create them. I don't know why I'm pointing to my man.
Why are you pointing at those?
DNA. Because there's a lot of DNA in these man.
There's a lot of
chesticles.
Milk in those.
Oh, come on, Scott. You're hurting my feelings. I come in here on your show.
Oh, here it comes.
And I want to be respected. And you'd make fun of my milky tits. My milk jugs. I don't need to take it.
I want to see this monologue in an episode talking about milk jugs.
Yeah.
All right. Look, guys, let's go to a break. When we come back, we are going to have the aforementioned Janice is going to be on this show. So that's very exciting.
Very.
And someone else as well. And Tatiana and Christian will stick around with us. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have the two stars, and I consider them to be the only stars of Orphan Black. We have
Thank
Tatiana
you.
Maslany. Nope.
Maslany.
Maslany. Yeah, I did it right.
Yeah.
Right?
Maslany.
Did I do it right the first time?
Maslany.
I'm never going to say it right.
And
Christian Brune.
Yes, nailed it.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Tatiana Maslany. Do the first one.
Tatiana.
You almost say Tatiana.
I say all kind. I like honestly. I say it differently every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just call you Titters.
Because
no
people,
pride.
No pride. No identity.
Yeah.
I'm fluid.
And Orphan Black is all about identity,
yes.
isn't it?
And that
yes.
is why I love it, and I wrote it. That's
yes.
why I wrote it.
Good. Yes. Let's get to our next guest, and you guys are going to be really interested in this person. Mm-hmm. And I know nothing about her. It's almost like when someone comes on like this, it's like, wow, there's a wealth of information I don't know, and I get to now just feed on that like a succubus and just get all of that information out and just like rub it all over my face. All I have is her name. That's enough for me. Please welcome Janice Cramps. Hello.
Hi, I'm pregnant.
Oh,
congrats.
Hi.
That's
Thank
amazing.
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, how many?
I mean, I'm 3 months in.
Wait. So you're pregnant. Did you
yeah,
come
I'm
here
pregnant.
To announce it?
When? Yeah, I just wanted to talk about my I wanted to talk about my experience of being pregnant and
okay.
like just what that's like.
So you're a pregnant woman.
I'm a pregnant woman. I'm 3 months pregnant and
okay.
Get this.
Yeah.
Get this.
I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Your stomach gets bigger as the baby inside you grows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
yeah.
you believe that?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that because the baby is pushing it out, or is it the stomach is growing at the same rate as the baby, and it's always so that the baby always has like breathing room? Do you know what I mean?
Scott. That question is nonsense. You're as the baby gets bigger, the stomach gets bigger.
So it pushes out almost like Christian's toe, his foot, eventually broke. If that were the case, wouldn't the babies break like his foot? I feel like the stomach is growing and the baby is growing as well, and they're growing at the same rate.
Here's the thing,
I'm
Scott,
miming it right now.
Do you have a penis?
You're looking right at it. You're literally staring at it.
If you don't, then what is that? What is that?
You're flicking it with your finger right now.
What is it?
Why is it out of your pants right now?
Well, that's how I do the show.
I know, but it's creepy.
Do you?
Yes, I do have a penis.
Is this a penis?
Yeah, stop.
Is what I am flicking a penis, or is it a pendulum? Or is your penis a pendulum?
A pendulum as in like in a clock?
Yeah, the pit and the pendulum as in the Edgar Allan Poe short story.
Okay, is it a pendulum? No, it's a penis.
That's right.
What point are you making right
My
now?
My point is, you know what? You just don't know what it's like when you're pregnant. I mean, you don't understand how that works. You don't understand what that feels like when you have life inside of you.
Elucidate. Please, what does it feel like?
Explain. Janice Cramps.
No, I'm not saying your name is Elucidate. I'm saying, explain to us what it's like. Okay. Give us a, paint a picture.
Well, there I was, on my back.
Are you talking in June? When you got fucked to...
Whoa!
Scott. This is Scott. A pregnant...
You're talking to a pregnant woman.
Yes.
That's how it happened, right? Tatiana.
Are people not supposed to curse around pregnant people? It
curses the baby.
I had no idea.
That's right. If you curse around a pregnant woman, then it curses the baby, and the baby comes out, and that's the first word and only word it knows.
The only word it knows?
Yes.
Fuck.
And it's so hard because you have to get it into a special school for it to be able to learn other vocabulary.
I didn't know.
Okay, it's okay. Just fucking stop. There I was on my back taking it.
Like getting jackhammered, or what are we talking?
I mean...
Like, what's the style of lovemaking?
It was Tinder. It was Rapid.
It was Tinder.
You were on Tinder.
I wasn't on Tinder.
During the
lovemaking. I'm using it as an adjective. The lovemaking was Tinder. Like, okay. Raw meat. But Rapid as well. So it was fast.
But soft.
But soft.
Like raw meat.
Like
so
raw
wait,
meat.
Was the penis soft, but it was going fast?
Yeah,
being
when you say like raw meat, I'm
sort of into
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was like
stuffing something inside like a paper bag.
Exactly.
Or?
It was like trying to put like some spaghetti into a keyhole.
Right.
That's what it's some cooked spaghetti.
But not, sure.
But
el,
not
dente,
el dente,
like
no.
Overdone.
Not al dente, overdone.
Yeah.
It was in the pot for way too long.
This is getting hot in here.
Which, where did you meet this gentleman?
This is my husband. This is Maurice Cramps.
Okay.
DDS.
So you took his name.
Yeah, I did take his name. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's a dentist.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. DDS.
Okay.
And what? He, I mean, how do you, you know how babies are made, I hope.
Look, you said that you were going to explain what it's like being a pregnant woman.
Okay,
you're
okay,
just
okay,
talking
okay.
about sex
okay,
right
okay,
now
okay,
and
okay.
how
okay,
you
okay,
got
okay,
there.
Okay, 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 okay.
What?
Let me tell you something.
The court will stipulate that you became pregnant.
Who stipulating? That I'm pregnant?
No, I'm saying we know you're pregnant,
right.
We know you're pregnant. I'm saying, though, what is it like now to be pregnant?
Yes. Okay. Well,
a lot
so-
of commotion going on here in the studio. I'm not saying it's your job. I'm worried it's going to fall on you. Okay. Something came off the walls, and I've been frantically pointing at it.
Mm.
I'm not saying you have to fix it. I'm just saying I worry about your head if it were to fall.
Oh.
There's no one else standing here. I must be talking to you. Okay.
Okay, great.
So what is it like?
So, well, I'll start by saying that I knew the moment it happened.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can really feel something attaches. To what you have inside.
What do you have? Yeah.
For me, it's a treasure trove of eggs and goo and spit and...
Someone spitting in there?
All the way back there?
I mean, I... Look, spit comes from somewhere. And I think it comes from deep in your vagina.
Okay.
But how do we spit then? If I spit out my mouth, where's that spit coming from?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you ever been out of a vagina before? Have you been birthed from a vagina?
So we got it.
I was from my mother's womb, untimely
that's
ripped.
How spit cesarean. Happens.
What's up?
Okay. Well, there's still spit in the womb.
Okay.
Is that what that fluid is?
Yeah, spit.
Can I ask you a question, Janice? Have you been to a doctor yet?
Not yet, no. I'm doing a full-on home birth.
But you know you're pregnant. Like, you need to go to a doctor to find out if you're pregnant or not.
Oh, no, I know, because my stomach's getting bigger. And I knew when he came at me.
But usually at 3 months, you're not really showing yet at that point.
Oh, well, I'm really showing. I mean,
Can I ask you a totally tangentially unrelated question?
Absolutely.
What's your diet been recently?
Only pasta, only sauce, and a couple of chocolate cases, meaning box of chocolates.
Oh, cases. Okay.
But, you know, I'm eating for two at this point. So.
You've talked about pasta now, like, in a sexual way as well as your diet. Do you think that there's a connection there in terms of a fetish, or is that...
Right.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful question.
Are you a linguine lover?
Sure. I love some linguine. I mean, I guess, you know, I never thought of it as a sexual fetish, but I suppose, yes, pasta goes in my mouth and in my pussy hole. In more ways than one.
Wait, and how many ways?
More than one.
Two?
Wait, like in the pee hole and in the regular hole?
Look, I'm... Now, when did this become about my sex life?
You started. Here's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
When did you start eating for two? The minute that he ejaculated?
Yeah, that night.
That night.
Because I knew. I was like, I just got pregnant.
And to be clear, he did that inside you, right?
He did what?
The ejaculate.
Yeah. That was inside me. That was inside.
And it was inside your vagina or
it
your
was
mouth?
Because
he was soft like noodles. So there's
it
like
was
kind of a.
Inside the bedroom.
Inside the bedroom. But what part of your body was it inside?
It was.
Wait, did he just ejaculate into a sock inside the bedroom? And that's what makes you say it was inside?
Yes, there was a sock involved and maybe, you know, but I'm pregnant and that's the thing about pregnancy is when you're eating for two and you have a baby growing in you, you start to notice emotional shifts. So immediately that night when Maurice threw that sock away, I was like, well, I'm pregnant. Well, here I am pregnant, full of a baby.
Let's eat.
Full of a couple babies. Let's eat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's like get
you
this.
You think you have a couple of babies?
Yeah.
Did you do anything with the sock after he threw it away? Did you go and retrieve it?
I got it up out of the trash can.
Okay. Why
are you keeping tabs on the sock?
Because of the science, Scott. I'm interested in science. I'm an actor.
I learn things.
You're
a weirdo.
I study.
What, do you want to put it around your broken foot?
Maybe. It would give me some support. Maybe it would give me some support, Scott, unlike you.
A big, stiff, crusty sock?
Yeah. It would bind to my foot like a cast.
That's right.
I apologize for
that. Thank you.
Thank you. Janice.
No, I'm not. No, I'm apologizing.
You're apologizing. Okay.
No, I'm apologizing for you.
I take back my thanks.
Well, it wasn't. It was in reference to you, but it wasn't for you. So.
I retrieved the sock.
Okay.
I put my hand in it and made a sock puppet. Because that's the first thing you should do when you find a lone sock.
Right.
This one was full of semen.
Yeah.
So I put my hand in it and I talked like a little sock puppet.
So it's almost like a puppet that swallowed.
Sure. And
I don't know why you've run out of patience with me.
Sure, whatever. And then there's something about. Here's the thing. All the women in my family are so fertile. Mm. Like, they always have been. And I've always known that as soon as I'm around...
Sex,
sperm,
yeah.
Semen, spit, sauce,
Yeah, all the S's.
That there I am. It's like osmosis. You can get pregnant by osmosis.
So you've what been if you're, pregnant before? Yeah.
I've been pregnant before. Oh, I'll be pregnant again.
So you have children.
Well, they never resulted in births, no. But I did bring them to term.
Okay. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It means, what does it mean? It means, like, I guess in the past, okay, fine, I'll cop to it. In the past, my prior babies have been just weight gain. But I think this time is different. I think.
Wait, so the previous babies, when you say you brought them to term, you ended up just losing weight and then.
After 9 months, I lost some weight. I joined a gym and lost some weight.
Okay.
So I, you know, at the 9 month mark when I knew I wasn't going to have a baby,
uh-huh.
I said, oh, this is
a problem
be,
at this point.
I said, this must be weight gain.
Uh-huh.
But you're feeling the feelings of pregnancy.
Uh huh.
So, your last name, Cramps, was that like you had a family member in like medieval England
who was famous for having cramps? Yeah, it was almost like their job was to have cramps and to birth babies.
Is that just like something that genetically your family goes through is having cramps? Maybe you're feeling your family cramps instead of being pregnant.
Oh, like phantom cramps?
Yeah, ghost cramps.
Oh, you said that so fast. Well, Cramps is Maurice's family name, and I'm married into the Cramps family.
Okay.
Right.
But I will say that, you know—
And Maurice is not related to you before marriage. What was your— what's your maiden name?
Whoa.
Cramp.
Just one Cramp?
Just one. Yeah, not plural.
Okay, so this is two different families.
Wait, were you both Cramp, and then you married and became Cramps?
That's exactly
what
happened.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Jeez. Meet the Cramps.
Meet the Cramps. Oh, boy.
Right.
Summer blockbuster comedy hit.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
Box office darling.
More like a horror film that won't end.
Anyway, okay. but I know that I'm pregnant. At this moment, I know that this one is a baby.
Why don't we take a test?
This one is triplets. Okay, triplets. I'd be happy to take
a
test.
Okay, here we go. I've got one in my pocket here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you carry pregnancy tests with you?
Let me open the package.
Oh, my God.
This is just your standard pee test.
Wait, this is...
What?
You've unwrapped a quiz.
Yeah.
This isn't a pregnancy test. She can't just take a quiz.
No, it asks you, are you pregnant?
Yes.
No, that's circle Y or circle N.
This is useless.
Yes, I'm circling Y. And,
okay.
And there
you're
we
pregnant.
Go.
You're pregnant.
See, I told you, Scott.
It's legit.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I told you all.
I guess so.
Have you told your husband?
I haven't yet. No.
Okay.
No.
Has he inquired about the old midsection?
He did say to me, actually, yesterday when I was having a nice cup of coffee in my living room.
This is the morning?
With a book of poetry. This is the morning. He did come into the kitchen
poetry
and say,
right in the morning.
He said, why the fuck are you getting so fat? And I said, Maurice. I didn't answer
Can
him.
I ask, what ethnicity is he?
Caucasian.
Oh, okay. This is, sounded like you're doing some sort of a voice.
No, he's Caucasian.
Okay, all right.
Do you feel a pressure to continue his line?
Mm.
To continue.
He seems like a forceful man.
It's kind of both. It's both your line, though, also. It's her line, too.
Right.
But, you know, a man wants to find a fertile woman in order to continue his legacy.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he doesn't exist if he doesn't have someone to reflect that back upon him.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because he did the other morning when I was having a cup of coffee in the kitchen.
This is a different morning?
This is a different morning.
What were you reading at this point?
I was writing a book of poetry.
Wait, can I ask you a different question? Were you just reading your own book on this day?
Yes, I was rereading it just to make sure I was happy with the poetry.
Okay.
He came in and he said, you better give me a male heir. That's what he said to me.
Right.
So I knew that, you know. I think there is a pressure there.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And I think, you know, but ultimately it comes down to, as a woman, do you want babies? As a woman.
That's what it comes down to?
Do you want babies?
Do you feel like you can will yourself to have babies?
Oh, yeah.
By just wanting, right.
Oh, yeah. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney.
I don't think that's the exact
quote.
That
is the exact quote. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney.
Wow.
He said Walt Disney.
He said Walt Disney.
Yeah. The very end of the quote. Yeah. To make sure that everyone attributed.
Yeah. I think he ended most of his quotes correctly. With Walt Disney.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I mean, congratulations
thank
in 6 months on
much.
Either your weight loss or a
well,
baby.
Well, nope. This one's a baby. Triplets.
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 Yeah.
What are you
going
to name them?
We did the test.
I'm going to name them Christian.
Oh, my
Scott,
God.
Tatiana.
Wow. Whoa, my wow. God.
Thank you so much.
Wait, is that after us?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good Lord.
Sorry. No,
how
just,
vain
the,
are
the
you?
Ego on this
no,
guy.
But no, but it was a bit strange because, like,
those
we're all
are
sitting
our
in
names.
Front
I don't know
you.
If you've been paying attention.
Did,
but
oh, I haven't. No. What are your names?
I'm Christian. Hi, James.
I'm Scott.
I'm Tatiana.
I'm pregnant.
Okay. Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Scott.
We need to take a break, if that's okay.
I would love for you to be the godfather.
I...
Whoa.
That's a wow. lot of responsibility, especially please. With three babies. I feel like you need three different godfathers for three different babies. I mean, I know that would be splitting them up.
Please, Scott, please.
All right. All right, I'll do it.
Yay! Whee!
You didn't even know my name until 3 seconds ago. You're flying around the room
yeah,
like a helium balloon. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Tatiana Maslany and Christian Brune and... Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
So good.
And, of course, Janice Cramps. How'd I do with that one?
Hey!
You seem much happier now.
Yeah, I felt so good. You know, when you're pregnant, you just go through these mood swings. And
yeah.
so
also, you just went to the restroom during the break.
I did. I feel like, oh, there's suddenly a lot, you know, more room or less room.
You,
or,
took, a you took a shit.
Excuse me?
You said when you walked back in the room, like, I took a big ol' shit, is what you said.
Well, yeah, it's okay if I say it, but you can't say
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to say it publicly.
I did, I took a big ol' shit.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not very ladylike.
Well, and I couldn't flush it, how's that?
Wait, that's
well,
even worse.
That's pretty terrible, so you left it there?
Yeah, I left it there. What am I supposed to, I'm not going to put it in my purse.
You also, though.
You flushed it, did you flush the handle?
Yeah.
You also, when you announced it, you said, go look.
Well, I mean, it was impressive, and I did flush the handle.
You took the handle off. This is
off.
The problem. Why you're not
handle.
Able to flush?
I took a big old shit. I want y'all to come see it, please, please.
Okay, fine. Okay,
she's lying around the room again.
You could have just Snapchatted it, and then everybody could have seen it.
Snapchat.
Yes. Are you English?
Did you turn English in the last 2 seconds?
Snapchat.
You know Tinder, but you don't know Snapchat.
Snapchat is the best.
Snapchat.
Okay. Look, we need to get to our next guest. He's been waiting very patiently. He is an entertainer by trade.
That's right.
And his passions lie within the arts.
Yeah.
He is a... You're not a magician.
No! You're... We've been over this many times.
I know, but I'm just refreshing my own memory. You're
that seems polite.
You're a children's entertainer.
Yeah.
Although adults are welcome.
Well, I mean, they're supervising the children.
That would be a weird party if it was just children and you.
Yeah, it sounds like hell.
Yeah. Big Chunky Bubbles is returning.
That's
with us.
Right.
And you're on the show proper. You've only been on a few of our live episodes.
Yeah. Traveling all around the country doing bubble shows for kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were... go ahead. Clear your throat.
My throat got... Speaking of bubbles, I had some bubbles in my throat. Well, like that one guy you had on your show from the undersea kingdom of Atlantis. Never have that guy back on again.
Oh, I love hearing that kind of feedback.
I hated listening to him.
Please let me know that kind of feedback.
Impossible to listen to.
Big Chunky Bubbles, welcome back. It's so good to see you again. Yeah,
is it? Mm. I don't think you like me very much.
I gotta be honest, you're not my favorite.
What? You admit it.
What, you want me not to admit it when just confronted with
well,
it?
Well, lie politely. That's what we do in society. I've told you I don't like those kids, but I don't let them know it.
All right, I'm sorry, Big Chunky. I like you fine. This is
now I know you're lying.
Yeah, I know. This is Tatiana. This is Hi. Christian, Hi. And big, of course Janice.
Big fan.
Do we call you Big C? Big Chunks?
Big CB.
You can call me by my real first name.
Big?
No! Oh, okay. What kind of lunatic names their child Big Chunky Bubbles? It's obviously my stage name.
What is your real name?
Petey.
Petey. Oh, Petey. That's right. Petey.
Petey Amin. So Petey. What?
Petey Amin.
Petey Amin, like.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, there's.
We all know it. We don't have to say it. Like okay. Petey Amin. Okay. Fine.
Petey.
Yes. What's your name again?
Janice.
Janice Cramp.
And what are you all about?
Pregnant.
Okay.
Now, Petey, is this a penis?
I beg your pardon?
You're just
is
flicking.
Is this a penis?
You're just flicking mine again.
Is this a penis, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, medically, I guess so.
Exactly. So you know nothing about pregnancy.
I never said I did.
Well, you know
although
nothing.
I am the father to three children. Robbie.
Whoa.
Robbie, Bobby, and Tag.
Tag?
I thought you were going to say Tang.
I didn't know that you had three children. We haven't talked
we
about
only
that.
Talked about it in front of an audience in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, thanks for remembering. Well,
I'm just wondering if the kids are going to follow in your footsteps, do you think?
I wish they'd follow in someone else's footsteps and walk away from me. Fatherhood is maybe the least rewarding thing in my life.
How dare you!
Whoa, you slapped me, lady.
You should count yourself lucky to have children. Three children, that's what I'm expecting.
Well, I don't know about that. You're laugh crying and it's making me very uncomfortable.
It's the hormones.
You're crying into your smiling mouth and then you're licking up the tears. And you're like thumbs upping the tears right now, like, oh, they taste so delicious.
It's a strange display.
Oh, how did you get your wife pregnant? What tube sock? Ankle sock?
No, we had penis and vagina sexual intercourse. Why am I being asked these disgusting questions?
Just jackhammering it?
What's wrong with you? My wife has passed away. You know this.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
You don't remember anything
about...
What
the hell is wrong with you?
I forgot.
Boy, oh, boy.
I forgot.
What
I'm
a
sorry.
Thing to forget that a man's wife died.
How did she pass away?
In
again?
A soup accident. I told you this.
Right. I'm sorry.
What a rude host.
I'm sorry. Look, if I kept track of every single detail of every single eccentric person...
How about
person,
just keep track of whose wife is dead?
Okay.
Limit yourself to that.
Okay, that's fair.
Boy, oh boy.
BCB, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
What are you up to these days? What's happening with you? The last we talked to you in Montreal, you were doing something.
I was in Canada doing the
Just
for Kids Festival.
Right.
And I tried to do some bubbles involving poutine gravy, and there was a bit of an accident, and I got savagely reviewed for it, so right. I'll never go back to Canada again.
The entire
country. And I hope I
country.
Never meet another Canadian as long as I live.
Uh-oh.
What, Janice, Love you're Canadian?
Them. No.
No, I'm from Maine.
You're from Maine?
Sure. You're that famous Maine stoicism.
Maine, America's disco pointer.
That's right. Looking you know at ya.
So you got some beefs with Canada. Huh?
Hold on a second. Let's marinate in that America's disco pointer.
Why do you got it?
That's what we have on our bumper sticker.
It looks like John Travolta on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Yeah,
keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Maine's little finger up
right,
there.
In that case, right. California's the hip. Right?
Yes, exactly. And Mexico, those sexy legs.
That's right.
What's Texas then? Just
Texas is
dangling on down.
You know.
You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's Brazil? Let's go for the whole globe.
Brazil is like underneath the earth.
Great. Like my wife is. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Up.
I'm not allowed to say Earth.
Jesus.
How do you keep doing this job knowing your wife died doing what you love?
It's a tribute to her.
Oh, okay.
Also, I don't know how much I love it.
Really?
Well, I mean, I'm good at it for sure. But I can't stand kids. The last thing I want to do is entertain them, reward them for being at the stage of life they're at.
And for those of you who don't have the Howl app and who have not heard Big Chunky Bubbles, you essentially make big bubbles like soap bubbles, but they're made out of soup.
Hot, soups and stews!
Hot piping soups.
That's right!
That then explode over the children.
Well, bubbles pop. That's what they do. No bubble can stay forever. It has to pop eventually. It's up trying to teach these kids a lesson about the permanence of life.
Really?
Yeah.
They're too young to learn this.
That's why I do it in bubble form, because they absorb it naturally.
They're absorbing the soup into scalding third-degree burns.
Not always.
How often?
If they get too close.
And how often is that?
Roughly 100% of the time.
Roughly?
That's the parents' job, is to keep the kids away from the display of the bubbles.
Do they know that job? Do you mention that to the parents?
Oh, I wish you could be there for the conversations I have with these stupid parents. I say to them, now listen, keep your kids quiet during the show. I'm an artist. Also, they can't be within 10 feet of the bubbles because the bubbles pop. Got that, genius? I always say it like that.
Okay. So is that what happened to your wife? She got a bit close to you during your act?
My wife. She was
my
there.
My wife.
It seems respectful. She was my biggest supporter, and so I was developing some tricks. She was there, and she just got a little bit too close. The bubble was a little bit too large. And
were you trying to make the biggest bubble that you'd ever...
Yes, I was.
Was this a romantic gesture for her, or was this part of a show?
It was a tribute to her.
Was it a heart bubble?
It was.
And it ended up killing her.
It was a heart bubble made of New England clam chowder.
Oof. Piping hot.
Barf.
So you killed your wife.
Oh, wait, Janice.
I thought you'd like it being from Maine.
Barf. Also, can I just say, this man has been standing on my toe this entire time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
You almost broke it.
Well, I didn't realize. I wasn't given a chair to sit in for this show. How rude.
All right, here, you can have mine here. Yeah,
thank you.
There you go. All right.
Nice and warm.
I'll stand.
Now we're staring at your penis because you're standing up and you're at
eye level.
Why don't you put that away?
Why don't they raise the table?
Flick it.
Well, you got me there.
So what are you up to now? Obviously, you were up in Canada with those rude Canadians.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
All right.
What? You think they're rude too? I hear you, brother.
I happen to think they're the politest fucking people on the goddamn planet, motherfucker.
It's weird how rude babies. You're being about.
Yeah, I think I had a bunch of swear words in there, so there's one each
my
for
babies.
Those kids.
What makes you say such a ludicrous thing?
I'm Canadian.
What?
And I'm Canadian.
What?
We're Canadian.
The two of you together are Canadian?
Yeah, also separate. Yeah.
What? Individually as well?
Yes.
We can hold it as a unit and separately.
Yeah, we can separate our units.
Well, try to teach your children to be more polite at parties and also not get too close to scalding hot bubbles.
Can I?
That's fair.
All right.
Okay.
What?
Why are you talking in one big grunt?
It's just the sound of my voice.
But almost sounds like you're trying to get every sentence out into like one long continuous sigh.
You want to know what the issue is? Well, first of all, I'm a bit of a sad sack. I guess that comes through.
Yeah, sure. That's
pretty clear. But also, the reason I make soup bubbles in the first place is because I drank scalding hot soup as a child. Oh. And so the inside of my throat's all calloused over from the burns. Oh. This is as good as it gets as far as I can
tell. So you're like a really shitty Batman villain. Basically, like the Joker fell into toxic waste and became the Joker.
Two-Face, maybe.
Yeah, or Two-Face. But you're like scaldy throat.
Yeah, but I haven't murdered anyone, so...
You murdered your wife with a fucking soup bubble! You probably killed a bunch of kids.
Christian.
I'm sorry, I'm getting really... Why hasn't he been charged yet?
We're Canadians. We're Canadians.
Oh, yes, sorry.
We're sorry for your loss.
We're sorry for your loss.
Thank you, I guess. Thank you from the one, but not to the other.
Who are you from? Okay.
Well, I'm looking at you, and I'm not thanking you for saying that I murdered my wife.
Which you did.
It certainly was.
Now you've said it twice.
It was accidental, though, right?
It was accidental. I loved my wife. I even put up with having those terrible children because she wanted kids.
Right, yeah. So where are the kids now? What are they doing?
They're at home being awful.
A home? When you say a home.
Or you're
a
I
home.
Said home. They're at home.
We both heard a home.
That's what I heard. I heard a
well,
home.
Well, you seem like reliable sources.
I'll have you know I'm a very reliable source when it comes to childcare.
Oh, really?
That's so.
That's right.
How many kids do you have?
Well,
Stop licking your dog.
She's licking her tears. She's letting them fall, so but then licking them.
So good, so good, so good.
At least put the thumbs up down.
So good. Yeah, way to go. So good. I don't have... Well, let me just say this. I'm expecting three children, but I've been preparing to have children for 10 years.
Can I save you the trouble? Don't do it.
Too late. I'm 3 months in.
I think she's going to be
late.
Okay.
Legally, not too late. Right?
Yeah, I think we're still under the wire. Yeah. We're all right.
Well, we'll see what happens after next year.
Oh, no.
Wait. What?
Do you want to get into this?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. Who are you supporting in the
Gary Johnson, of course. I was for Jill Stein for a while. Then she said that crazy stuff about vaccinations.
Aren't you a little worried about the Aleppo's thing?
What's that?
Okay, never mind. All right.
Let's not get into politics.
All right. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the third wire of podcasting.
What's the other two wires?
Sorry, I'm in the third rail.
Yeah, that one makes sense. The third wire.
I'm talking about the third season of The Wire.
Sure.
Of podcasting.
After they got away from the white people.
That's the best season.
Yeah, it's when it bounced back.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares about these Polish people and their docks?
So what are you up to now?
Well, I'm trying to branch out from children's entertaining and get into something for adults. Something really meaningful.
Okay.
Still doing soup bubbles, of course.
Oh, okay.
But for adults.
Exactly.
Would you ever do something with freezing soup bubbles?
Would I ever do something with...
I just
let's try to break this down.
I just pictured soup bubbles in the air...
You flash freeze them?
Usher them into a freezer.
Usher them?
Oh, okay.
At some kind of move towards something more permanent.
Well, since you know all the terms of art, let me ask you, how do I go about ushering these bubbles into a freezer?
You could do it like papier-mâché.
A French term.
Paper-mâché. Yeah, I'm familiar.
A Canadian
term. Take a balloon, cover it in soup, thick soup, viscous soup.
All
soup
is viscous if it's soup worth its salt.
How much salt?
What about a consommé?
A pinch. Don't oversalt your soups, everybody. Let the flavor be its own thing.
So, you not only work with soup to make bubbles, but you actually like...
Well, I eat soup, sure. It's food.
Do you cook all your soups that you perform with?
No.
Okay.
I'll cook them in practice. But when I'm doing a performance, I have them professionally cooked by
a
chef.
You want a nice professional soup.
Yeah, it's a guy that I've worked with for a long time.
What's his name?
Cookie.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Cookie makes soup?
Cookie makes soup. He's a cook.
Does he say that while he cooks the soup?
That's all he says.
While he's
cookie
stirring.
Makes
cookie
soup.
Cookie makes soup.
That's
cookie
how I know he's soup. Doing it.
Hey,
when
hey.
He stops talking, he's done.
You guys want to come see the shit I took?
No, we already
please.
Heard.
Please God. Come look. It might be the only child I ever have.
You know the baby doesn't come out that part.
Baby comes out the front.
Baby comes out the front.
And that's what baby says when he comes yeah, out.
That's how we know he's doing
that's
it.
That's how you know he's
that's
out.
That's how you know a successful birth has happened. The baby comes out the front. He says, baby comes out the front. And it popped the champagne. It's time to celebrate.
Oh, well, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet my triplets. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, now you're happy. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Now she's crying tears of joy. And she's
so good,
lapping
so good, so good.
Them up.
So good, so good, so good.
So, big BCB, what are you doing with the soup now for adults?
Well, I have this show plan that's all about how ridiculous corporate greed has gotten. And so I'm making bubbles in the shape of various corporate logos.
Oh, like what?
Like a Nike swoop.
I think it's a swoosh.
What?
I think it's a swoosh.
Not the one that I made. Where do you see it? You'll say, look at that swoop. Also, the CNN logo.
Okay, okay.
A Coke can.
Yeah.
It just kind of sounds like you're stealing an idea from someone.
From who? This is...
Did you
this,
see...
This is satire as searing as a soup itself.
In 2005, did you see a production of Faux Logo in Toronto that was being done out of a garage?
Why does that sound familiar?
Was it a clown piece?
Wait, out of a garage?
Out of a it was a garage theater.
It was
a 50-seat garage theater.
It gets fucking worse and worse.
Let's see. I was what year was this?
I believe it would be 2005.
2005. I remember my wife had just died. I was grieving. I was
2005. Your wife had just died.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your wife's dead?
Oh, still.
Geez. Oh.
You were in the room for that part. You weren't pooping at that point.
Oh.
So 2005, your wife just died.
How? Yeah, stop saying it.
It almost rhymes.
I remember. Yeah, almost. Not quite.
But how old are your children again?
Why do you want to know?
Just because I feel
you
like
remember
we
remember them all of a sudden.
Just because I feel like we previously established how old they were, and your wife has been dead for 11 years.
They might have been had by someone else.
No, well, he said that she had them.
It's okay. True. Wait a
After
second.
She died?
Hold on.
Was it hold post death?
Full disclosure.
All right, what's happening?
Full
here?
Disclosure.
Yeah.
My wife began dying in 2005.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She got pregnant in 2009.
Okay. Oh. Well, that seems like poor timing if you know she's dying.
Yeah, well, that's why she having kids was so important. She had the twins, Robbie and Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years after that, she had the
Tag.
Boy we named Tang.
Okay, yeah, got yeah. it. Got
then
it.
She died.
Then she died in 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's still pretty fresh. But in 2005, I realized she was dying from her wounds.
Her wounds.
Inflicted.
What?
By the bubble that burst.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a long, slow process.
So these are just festering for a decade.
Yeah.
Almost.
So I said, honey, I need to take some time with this. And I went on a tour, walkabout, kind of.
Okay.
And I was seeing as much theater as I could.
As much experimental garage theater.
That's right. I traveled the world over.
Mm.
And I remember being in Toronto around 2005. Let's see, what did I see there? I remember being in a small venue, not many people in attendance. I mean, it didn't hold that many people to begin with, but not that many people showed up. Let's see, bunch of doofuses got up. Wait a minute! You look familiar to me.
Yeah, I was playing CNN.
You were CNN?
I was the giant microphone.
Oh, boy, the weakest link in the whole thing. Who played that swoop? That's one to watch.
Alistair Forbes.
Oh, I got to remember that name.
A fantastic comedian in Toronto, Alistair Forbes. And Luke Davies played the can of Coke.
He was all right. I mean, he was game, but it was an uninspired performance.
Right, yeah. Wow. Did you see it pre or post when I broke my foot? Because then I had a cane for the rest of the show.
Oh, because you broke your foot? I thought that was a stylistic choice.
You saw the one that he actually broke his foot?
Well, I saw, yeah, you did it with a cane. And I thought,
that would be afterwards, yeah.
What's okay. this all about? Why does the microphone yeah. have a cane?
Who's this guy? Prime Minister Pete Nice? What's going on here?
That's exactly what I thought.
I thought so. Well, it's 95. It just stands to reason you would think that.
I remember.
Sorry, 2005. Never mind. A little late.
I leaned over to the person next to me, which was 5-6 seats away because hardly anyone was there.
Right.
And I said, who's this guy think he is? Prime Minister Pete Nice? And then I was shushed.
By whom?
I heard that. I remember that.
The person playing the Rogers Wireless logo.
Oh, gosh. So you remember the show. Why are you stealing their idea?
Well, because I forgot about the show, didn't I?
Okay.
And
okay.
now I'm remembering that I saw it, and now my whole plan is finished. I can't do it now. It's been done.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that we came up with that brilliant idea before.
You're what?
You. I'm sorry we came
You're
up
what?
With
what?
I'm sorry.
There we
that
go.
That we yes. came up with. Right. I've trained it out, okay? I trained it out. That's how you guys pronounce that, right?
Out.
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 huge.
I'm going to fit in here.
So, BCV, I'm so sorry about this, but I feel like it's back to the drawing board, both literal and figurative.
Yeah, I'll have to go back to a literal drawing board.
That's how you plan your act, I would assume.
Of course, I storyboard the whole thing. The only problem is in my storyboards, the children are polite and know their place.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
I doubt your sincerity.
But I love hearing you come back to the show with your various schemes and...
dreams.
Sure.
Schemes and dreams.
Scrounging and lounging.
Scrounging, lounging, that's all you seem to do.
Janice cramps.
We're not saying you're... Okay, look. We're just about out of time. We have nothing left but for the plugs. You have to do more than just say hello. Okay.
That was amazing.
I love the length.
Making music right there.
Gorgeous.
That was Hello Plug Bag by proud_dad_87.
Beautiful
name. Beautiful name.
I mean, Janice, if you guys were listening to that song while you were making love, you might actually be pregnant.
What? I am pregnant. Mm-hmm. I am pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Okay.
Okay. Is that what you want to plug?
Pregnant. Yeah. Yeah. Check out my pregnancy.
How are we supposed to do that?
Check out my pregnancy.
Okay.
And then also, if you're like in the neighborhood, check out that big old shit I took in the bathroom.
Okay, we're not going to leave it here. We're going to get a plumber
up
here.
Don't put it in your purse.
No, I don't.
Why do you have a purse, Scott?
It's
not even a
merce.
It's not a man purse. It's an actual.
No, it's a worse.
Up ladies
it's a worse.
It's a coach purse.
It suits you.
Yeah.
Is it real or is it a knockoff?
Look, let me be honest. I went downtown to a street corner.
Knew it.
Is it coach or is it cooch?
It says Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
Terrible. All right, guys. Christian, what do you want to plug? What do you have? You have that movie out?
Yeah, they're How to Plan an Orgy in a Small Town. No, I already plugged on the last time I was on here.
Yeah.
Didn't
do any good, right?
Didn't do any good. It didn't make my performance any better by plugging that. I have a couple films coming out, but they're still in post. It's a
post-production process. Yeah. I heard
it's
a lot about this with Jillian Bell.
Yeah.
It's an industry term.
Yeah. So in the meantime, watch the Murdoch Mysteries or The Artful Detective, as it's called on the Ovation channel down here. People need to know,
how artful is this detective?
So very.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I guess Orphan Black Season 5 coming up soon in April. We haven't even started it. So, yeah.
Yeah. How many apps are you doing?
We're doing 10 apps.
10
although
and out.
I've recorded about 12 apps worth of monologues.
Mm.
So.
Bonus content.
Did they ask you to do that or did you just do
I'm putting it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're putting it in?
I'm throwing
you're
it in there.
In the TV
just,
show?
Yeah, I'm just sticking it in.
When are you going to do that? How
in
are you going to do that?
In post.
You're going to break into the facility?
No, I'll just be there in the editing suite to just insert these
to
monologues.
Shepherd it in almost like ushering a soup bubble into a freezer.
Yeah. You want to work together? I can help you out with some pretty cool monologues for your show.
I haven't thought about doing monologues in my bubble show.
Yeah.
Mostly I just say things like stand back.
Really?
Here's another bubble.
You don't have any stage patter? That's a big part of children's entertainment.
They're kids. We're not on the same level intellectually. What am I going to talk to them about?
Talk down to them. Talk like using small, simple words.
Yeah,
show them what the real world is like, the gritty underbelly, seedy.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm saying I'm not going to cater to them by talking down to them. I treat them like equals.
Speaking of gritty underbelly, Janice, you have like cookie crumbs all underneath that thing.
Yummy. Got
underneath
it. I'm eating for four.
Yep.
Got triplets.
Mm-hmm. Tatiana, what do you want to plug?
I will plug a movie that is coming out in October called Two Lovers and a Bear.
It's so good.
Mm.
It is
what,
so
what date
fucking
does this
good
thing come out?
Good question, Scott.
We're talking either the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, or the 28th.
And the 31st of October.
Okay.
I think it's the 27th or something.
I got to tell you, if it's the 31st, I have plans.
Hey, me too.
Is it a sequel to The Revenant?
It is. Yeah.
What's this called again?
Two Lovers and a Bear.
Two Lovers and a Bear. Mm-hmm. And describe this. What happens
next? This is, Christian saw it last night at TIFF.
A week ago at
Christian
TIFF.
Christian saw it a week ago at TIFF. It is a dark, weird movie about two kind of hyper-romantic, fucked-up people who go off on a – I'm so jet-lagged right now. They go off on a snowmobiles into the Arctic.
Okay.
And there may or may not be a talking bear in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about talking humans?
They may or may not talk.
Okay.
The jury's still out on
whether. Who's in this film?
Myself. Mm-hmm. And Dane DeHaan.
Dane DeHaan. Oh, from The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible movie.
Okay.
It's absolutely stunning.
What
it's
sounds amazing. Fun.
It's a blast.
Is that what you want to plug exclusively, or do you have other things?
I'll plug that, and then what else would I plug? I don't know.
You have that movie you're doing in Boston.
I did a movie in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Boston.
Boston. Barston, with David Gordon Green,
mm-hmm.
who directed it. It is not a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It was starring Jake Gyllenhaal mm-hmm. and myself. And it's
JG.
JG.
The Nightcrawler himself.
Yep.
Did you call him that?
I did. I called him NC.
But like from X-Men. X-Men Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I was referring to him as Nightcrawler, the blue guy.
Kurt, who disappears. What's his last name? Nerd?
Kurt Wagner.
Wagner.
Yeah.
I like how you responded to nerd, by the way.
So. Yeah. Hmm. So, and this is can you talk about the subject matter of this film?
It is about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so lots of laughs.
So everybody come on out.
Relive that.
Yep.
Let me get in line for popcorn.
So, yeah. Enjoy, guys.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun year.
When does that come out?
It comes out, good question, also next year.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want to plug the Comedy Bang Bang tour. We're going out to England next week. Or this Sunday is our first show. We'll be in Manchester this Sunday and the 25th, and Nottingham the 26th, Leeds the 27th, and London proper on the 28th. So come out and see us. And then at the end of October, we're going to be doing the Now Hear This Festival, which has a lot of great podcasts on it for over 3 days. Spontanea Nation, I believe, with special guest Lauren Lapkus, WTF with Marone.
Oh!
Yeah, oh, so you're interested in that
I
one.
I love WTF.
Well, all right.
I only listen to the monologues, though. I don't like the interview part.
Oh, you're the guy. And Comedy Bang Bang is going to be out there on the 28th of October. They're selling individual tickets as well, so if you just want to see one day of it, you can certainly
do
that.
Oh, you don't have to buy all the tickets?
No. Individual days.
Oh, why didn't you say that?
Sorry, individual day tickets is what I meant to say.
So you can buy one ticket for one day.
Right. So you don't have to buy for the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th if you don't want to.
Because that's 3 days.
That's three. Okay, God damn it.
I'm just breaking it down.
Can you only buy
them.
One day, or can you buy all 3 days?
You can buy, God fucking.
Well, just make it clear, Scott.
Buy all 3 days. Do whatever you want.
Buy all the tickets, everybody. Are you
a
millionaire?
I wish someone would. But that's October 28th, 29th, and 30th. Comedy Bang Bang is going to be on the 28th, and we're going to have a big special last show of the tour show, and that's in Anaheim, California.
You're going far.
Big Chunky Bubbles, do you want to plug something?
Well, you weren't man enough to address that burn. He just got you so good.
All right. I need a little salve for my burn.
I know a little something about burns.
Yeah, you killed your wife with scalding sand.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry on behalf of Christian.
I'm sorry. I'm getting her to hear.
My God, he's melting.
Like a big candle falling apart. I want to plug. I got a birthday
that
party.
Mouth.
You're just so sad. Just looking at you makes me sad.
Well, I'm sorry. This is how I look.
Janice, stop licking up his tears.
I didn't even realize I was crying again. I want to plug a birthday party I'm doing in Burbank. Studio City. Where else am I going to be?
Mainly in the valley.
Culver City. That's going to be miserable.
Yeah, that's a tough drive.
And then in Juneau, Alaska.
Juneau, Alaska.
Wow. Jesus.
That's
I travel all over the place to do my bubble shows for kids.
Ow, ow, he's on my toe again.
I'm sorry. It's cramped in here.
All right, that's all you want to plug?
Janice cramps.
Vote Gary Johnson.
Okay, all right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Gonna listen to some plugs. Gonna listen to some plugs. Gonna listen to some plugs. Gonna get my info out. Gonna get my jobs all talked about. Gonna listen to some plugs. Talk about my job. Some plugs. Gonna listen to some plugs.
All right, guys. Thank you all so much for being here. Christian, always good to see you.
I was very pleasured by this. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Tatiana, good luck at the Emmy. By the time people are listening to this, we'll know the outcome, but what are your odds, would you say?
40 to 26.
Yeah, 40
guys.
To 26.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Janice, come back and see us in 6 months.
I can't wait. I'll bring the babies. It's going to be so fun.
I would love that. Right out of the hospital. Make this your first stop.
Oh, I will. Trust me.
Shouldn't you be there as godfather?
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I would prefer you to be there, yeah.
You want me to be there for the actual birth?
I want
birth.
You to be there for the actual birth.
I don't know that I'm comfortable seeing Maurice your lady parts.
I'm going to need you to.
You can be there for the birth without staring directly into her vaginal canal.
If you did, though, all you'd see is a big spitty mess.
All right. I guess I'll be there. Big Chunky Bubbles, thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's been a treat.
You don't have to come back.
I need to get the word out.
All right, all right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals, and oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in Podcasting? Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang.